This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Luko, you had like a week between the preseason game and the first game you played. You're going to get almost a week in between games here. Is that, I know you like to play a lot. Is that difficult for you to have so many days in between games, especially to start a season?
No, I wouldn't say it's difficult, especially at the start of the season. It's kind of what you're used to at this point, you know. So I feel like you're so excited for every game at the start that it doesn't really matter how long the times in between are. So it's not the optimal situation maybe, but, you know, I said it before, it never is. So, I'm just excited that we get to play again.
You know what it's like to travel from Europe to Buffalo. You've done it many times before. How long does it take you to get used to the time here? You guys all look like you're doing pretty well with it now. You've been home for a couple of days, but does it take a bit?
Yeah, I mean, they make it easy for us with the travel. You know, we have a nice plane. You can sleep in it if you need to. And, you know, everything is made kind of optimized just to, you know, get back to the time zone. So, you know, when we practice every day, you have a kind of schedule in place. It's easier to kind of get back to the rhythm rather than when you go home after the season and you don't have much to do. You know, it's easier to kind of, you know, be affected by it. So, you know, I feel like, you know, completely normal now. I've been sleeping well and, you know, adjusted to the time zone again. So, as I said, you know, they make it as easy as they can for us.
You have one game in now. How did you feel it went for you, and how did you feel you played?
Yeah, of course, you don't want to start with a loss, but I felt it was fine. Some things, you know, I need to, you know, still work on, but I think it was all right game. I think it's kind of good to build on from there.
Does it almost seem like you're starting the season over again? I mean, home opener and everything. Does it almost? I know you've played two games, but almost feel like you're starting over again here.
Yeah, it was kind of like we were flying under the radar there. Of course, it got media attention and everything, but I feel like, you know, the season starts, you know, more now with every other team starting too. So, you know, I guess. You know, we didn't start how we wanted there, so, you know, it's a good thing for us now to, you know, kind of regroup and, you know, start at home now and, you know, just to be excited for tomorrow.
Seeing you as a starting goalie last year, you seem like you try to stay on an even keel. Whether you win or you lose, you try to stay on the same kind of base. Is that the way you like to approach it?
Yeah, 100%. I feel like in hockey there's things you can affect and there's things that you can't. So, you know, there's no point of kind of get stuck on the things that you're not, you know, under your control. That's just energy wasted pretty much. So that's kind of the thing I've been trying to, you know, or the approach I've been trying to take, and what they're kind of the learning curve too, you know, coming through the different leagues, is that you know, just focus on the things that you can affect, focus on the positive. There's things you can change and there's things that you're not. So, you know, work on the things you can, and, you know, other things, you know, you just have to kind of let go.
But is there more juice for you when it's the home opener?
Yeah, of course. You know, everybody loves the fans here. It's a big thing for us. You know, they're passionate. We want to, you know, show up for them. So it's a big thing for us tomorrow.
Now, those games didn't go the way you guys wanted to. What do you guys have to do now to get better, to get where you guys want to be with the way you want to play?
I feel like it's more like just kind of trust our own thing, not getting, you know, stuck on those two first games. We know how good of a team we are. So kind of just trust our own thing, trust our process, trust, you know, everybody kind of find their own game and, you know, go from there.
Thanks, Zuko.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.